time to talk some Black Bear football as we're joined on the phone by the coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Hello there, Nick.
Hello, Rich.
It's the drugs. If I make a mistake, it's the drugs, okay?
The common excuse, I understand.
interesting day we had there on Saturday with the Black Bears. A rough start to the game, but a real gut check for the Bears coming up with 21 fourth quarter points and a just crazy come from behind win.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably one of the most bizarre wins I've been a part of. It was a really, really difficult beginning to that game. Played very poorly on offense. Not a great first drive from the D, but then we really settled in, I thought. And then as the game went on, it was just trying to overcome that tough start, lack of energy. You know, it was kind of the first time we've experienced that in a while. Because during the winning streak, we've gotten off to some really good starts. And, you know, that's a good team. I know the record doesn't reflect it, but they got some good players, and we needed to play a lot better. And luckily at the end there, we were able to score 21 points there in the last, like, 9 minutes or whatever it was. And I thought we played very complimentary at the end, and we were able to win. So it was good.
Absolutely. And, boy, when you need big plays, you turn to your playmakers, and they got it done there. Ernest Edwards had a huge day for you.
Yeah, he kind of did it all. You know, he's come up in some big spots, obviously. I mean, he's very close to being the top receiver that's ever played here. And, you know, I thought he really willed us to victory a couple of days ago. You know, he obviously had the receiving yards. He had the big reverse and a couple carries that got us in some good spots. He threw a pass that got called back that was completed. He got us in great position on the punt returns and kick returns. And he made the last tackle of the game. So I don't really know what else he can do. Maybe he needs to cook. But, yeah, did a really nice job.
And I was so impressed again with your quarterback. Joe Fagnano showed so much poise there in the fourth quarter, but particularly on that final drive when you had to go about 81 yards in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think the most impressive thing about it was we had talked about it the previous week that at some point Joe was going to deal with some adversity and not play well to start a game. And he really hadn't experienced anything like that. He played well at the beginning of every game. And this was really the first time where he struggled at the beginning and just, you know, really didn't get sunk into the game. But after the first quarter, he threw for 83% on the day and obviously came up big on that last drive there. You know, anytime you do it in a two-minute drill and you need a field goal and you score a touchdown, that's a really, really hard thing to do. And it's definitely a big achievement for a young quarterback. So I was very, very proud of that. And, you know, he puts us in position to win.
And so four victories in a row, and you've got yourself back to where you wanted to be. You're over 500. You're 4-3 in the conference. And now this New Hampshire game still seems to me like it's for a shot to get in the playoffs on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a big game. And, you know, we all know the rivalry and how important it is. And, you know, they're going to be very motivated. And they're at home. We haven't won down there in a long time. And we got to play very well. You know, we're very confident right now. We've won obviously a few games in a row, but we got to go 1-0 this week. We got to worry about this game. What we need to do, we need to play a lot better, like we have in previous games. And, you know, I expect that we will. I think it'll be a really good game, and we'll be ready to go.
They have not put a lot of points on the board this year, but playing very good defense. What are a couple of the keys for you as you get ready for New Hampshire?
Yeah, I mean, it's taking care of the ball, you know, taking what they give you. You know, they do a really nice job on D. They're very physical. They really bend. They don't break. You know, they try to stop the big play, and they're very well coached. So, you know, they're going to be tough on D. And then, you know, offensively, they have some really good players. I know they're young at some spots, but there's been some games where they scored some points. So, you know, we got to be ready for a lot of different things. And, you know, like I said, it's really going to come down to us playing well and executing, taking care of the ball, and getting some takeaways.
Who's in charge of the musket and guarding that and making sure, well, you're in charge of making sure we hang on to it, but who will take care of it on the journey down to Durham?
It's a great question. You know, probably start with me, but I like to create accountability with the players. So more than likely it'll end up with the captains. I have a funny feeling.
Excellent. All right. Well, travel safely. We look forward to it. It's going to be a big one on Saturday in Durham. Coach Nick Charlton, good to talk football with us again, and look forward to doing it for, well, frankly, a few more weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Nick. Nick Charlton, Black Bear football coach here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. By Sea Dog Brewing Company, the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows, Front Street in Bangor, and by Creative Print Services. Whatever your business needs, Creative is here to help. Give them a call at 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.